This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. With 3 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase on 26th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan. He said that the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. He said he is working with determination to take the country to the heights of development. Mr. Modi accused the Congress of forming an opportunistic alliance and said that the country should not be handed over to such an alliance. Holding public meetings in Siliguri, Narsinghapur in Murshidabad and at Nalagola of Malda, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said, Sandesh Khali has proved that the women in West Bengal are not safe under the Mamata Banerjee-led government. He alleged that the Chief Minister is misleading the migrant labourers on the issue of NRC. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said, the central government led by BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC-ST people. Speaking at a public meeting in Balurghat, she alleged that the centre does not send funds to the state. Speaking at a public meeting in Katihar, senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance want to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. He said only NDA can work for the betterment of the state. Mr. Shah said Congress party has always worked against the interest of the backward classes of the society by protesting against the report of Kaka Saheb Kalelkar and Mandal Commission. Congress leader P. Chidambaram said that on coming to power at the centre, the INDIA bloc would enact a special law to bring into effect the legal principle established by the Supreme Court that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. Addressing a press conference in Thiruvananthapuram, he added that INDIA bloc will repeal the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA and the three criminal laws brought by the BJP government. In Uttar Pradesh, BSP Chief Mayawati said that there is a big difference between the actions and words of BJP. Addressing election rallies at Amroha and Ghaziabad, she said that BJP's guarantee will not be of any use in this election. In Manipur, re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency tomorrow. The ECI has directed the State Election Authority to conduct the voting from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow in these polling stations. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi tomorrow. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu and Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sita Ram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. In Jammu and Kashmir, a headmaster was arrested along with pistol and grenade in Surankot area of Pooch district today. According to official sources, a joint operation was launched by police and army, and during searches, an overground worker, namely Kamaruddin, was arrested. Police has started an investigation in this regard and an FIR has been launched in a local police station. And that is the end of this news bulletin.